You can see from the song sheet that the theme for today is Do Not Be Afraid, You Are Worth More Than Many Sparrows. One verse from today's gospel. And you can also see on the front of the song sheet the saint we're honoring today, Saint Benedict the Abbot. Well, before we get to the theme, I want to say a few words about Benedict. So we'll have three points to reflect on here. First, some ideas about Saint Benedict. Secondly, do not be afraid. And then third, you are worth more than many sparrows. Saint Benedict, great hero of the church, one of the pillars of Western civilization, patriarch of Western monasticism, one of the patrons of Europe. In the church, Benedict is recognized as just a very significant figure. His rule, that is the writings he made to establish the order of his monastic community, became the basis for the rule of many, many religious orders in church history. So he's just an extraordinary figure. He was born in about 480 AD, so late 5th century, and then he died in 547, middle of the 6th century. And I had a crazy idea. I said, I'm going to look on the internet and see who are the most famous people of the 6th century, because I figured Benedict's got to be one of the most significant people in the 6th century history. So I went to the computer, who are the most famous people in the 6th century. You don't get search engines anymore. The AI jumps in and gives its own answer. So AI jumped in, gave a list of 10 names, five of whom I had never heard of. So the most famous people in the 6th century, I guess, are not all that famous. First one was Clovis the First. That same name is a little bit familiar, a king or something, emperor. Secondly, Boethius, I had heard of him, a philosopher, kind of a late Roman philosopher. Then Theodora, empress, wife of Justinian. And then the prophet Muhammad, who was born after Benedict died, about 30 years after Benedict died. And then a bunch of other names, I don't know who they are. No mention of Benedict. So AI doesn't seem to know Benedict's significance in human history, or perhaps because Benedict was not famous in the 6th century. He was unknown because he had withdrawn from the world, right? He was a hermit first, and then he was a monk. He lived in a remote place, remote mountaintop monastery with others who had withdrawn from the world. So in the eyes of secular historians, or at least people at that time, he was a nobody. He had actually removed himself from significance on the world scene, Benedict. But as it turns out, Benedict has had more impact on human history than Boethius and Clovis and Theodora. I don't know about Muhammad, because he's had extraordinary impact on human history too. But at least Benedict should have been on that list of the AI generated, and he wasn't. So we have to honor him because he's worthy of honor. And his message is important to this day. The importance of putting God first, loving God first, that's certainly Benedict. In our times, one of the most important, well, reminders to us of the role of Benedict is the St. Benedict Medal, which, in fact, since I became a priest 25 years ago, I've seen a dramatic rise in the devotion to the St. Benedict Medal. Does anyone have a St. Benedict Medal? Everybody? Almost everybody. I mean, I've blessed probably thousands of St. Benedict Medals. The little ones people wear on their neck, they attach them to rosaries, then they have those big ones that they put on the doorknobs. You seen those doorknobs? That St. Benedict medal with all those little letters on it, because the St. Benedict medal is known to have extraordinary power as a sacramental against the influence of evil spirits. So, now, St. Benedict didn't know anything about that. The medal was only established, I think, in the 19th century, but that's what people know about St. Benedict, I think. Anyway, he's assigned to us that we should not judge ourselves or anything according to merely worldly standards, Because if we do, we'll miss Benedict and we'll miss the power of God at work in hidden, dedicated people, which is what most Christians are. Hidden from the world, dedicated, living by faith, and becoming instruments of God in the world. So Benedict, we ask for his intercession. Now let's turn to the theme for that was chosen for today. That is this verse, Matthew chapter 10, verse 31. Do not be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows. Well, Benedict knew this. He was not afraid. He was not afraid to abandon himself to God. He was not afraid to withdraw from the world because he knew he was precious in the eyes of God. That's the message here. But let's look at why Jesus says this. This is in the section of Matthew's gospel where Jesus is instructing the apostles. They're just selected. He's going to send them out to proclaim the kingdom. And he, in yesterday's gospel, spoke about all the problems they're going to face. Persecution, betrayal, even by your own family members. Some of you will be put to death. People will think that they're serving God by killing you. Very stern warnings about how hard it's going to be a faithful disciple. That's why he says, do not be afraid, because they're afraid. And he's saying to us, do not be afraid, because we can be afraid when we see the situation of the world or when we face trials that seem to be too much. How can we not think of our young brother, Volter, in the hospital waiting for a treatment? That's frightening, but that could happen in a second. Suddenly start choking on something you swallow, just in a second. And we know this happens. Accidents happen. Illnesses happen, strokes. So there's a lot of things to be afraid of. So when Jesus says, do not be afraid, he's not saying don't have the natural human reaction of fear. Of course we're going to have fear. We should, in fact, because there are some things that are dangerous, and we should have a healthy fear of them. But what he is saying is, do not let fear stop you from being a faithful disciple. Don't let fear get in the way of doing the will of the Father. That's what he's saying here. So he has explained all the terrible things that they're going to face, and by implication, terrible things we also face. Culture, weather, politics, war, diseases, whatever they might be. Family issues. But yes. Those are, we don't pretend that there's no problems. We don't pretend that we don't have anything to be afraid of. No, what we do is, in our fears, we turn to the Lord. This is what Benedict did. And this is what all the saints do. This is what every faithful apostle does. So he says, do not be afraid. Why? Because there is a power at work that is greater than the powers of the world. All the things that cause suffering. There's something at work which is greater. That is the power of God. So do not be afraid. And in this gospel, he says, do not be afraid several times. This might sound familiar to you because we just had this on a Sunday about 3 weeks ago. So you probably pondered this gospel and this repetition of Jesus, do not be afraid, do not be afraid, do not be afraid. Then he adds, you are worth more than many sparrows, which is kind of a funny thing to say, because sparrows are really not worth anything. Well, sparrows of Tagalog. No? Maya? Maya ba? Maya? How much is a Maya worth? A few pesos, maybe? It says here, you can buy two sparrows for a small coin. The two sparrows are not worth anything, which means many sparrows are not worth anything either. Most birds, common bird species like that, are not worth anything. When in airports, you know, around airports, they have problems with birds because when the planes take off or land, the birds get into the engines. So when there's a bird strike, what they call a bird strike, nobody cares about the birds, because they're not worth anything by comparison to the people on the plane. So to say that a person is worth more than many birds It doesn't say that much. Even a worldly person would think that. Even the most secular atheist thinks that a person is worth more than sparrows. So that does, so why does Jesus say this? Listen to why he says it. Because God takes care even of the sparrows. So it's not the value of the sparrows, it's that God takes care of even things that are of little value. How does he put it here? Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin, yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge? So there's not even one insignificant detail that God ignores or is ignorant of. There's not one hair on our head that God is not watching over. That's his point here. He's not saying that sparrows are valuable and you're more valuable. There's no comparison between a human person and a bunch of sparrows. But he is saying, look at how God cares even for the insignificant details, little sparrows, hairs on our head, or anything else. In fact, Jesus used this example earlier in the Sermon on the Mount, remember? Look at the birds of the sky. They do not sow, they do not plant or reap. Look at how our Heavenly Father feeds them. So God takes care of the birds. The point being, how much more will he take care of us? And once we let that truth sink in, we'll realize why we don't have to be afraid. Because someone is taking care of us, someone is watching over us, providing for us, who cares for us more than he cares for all the sparrows in the world. What's the price of a sparrow? Almost nothing. What's the price of a human person? We can't buy people. A person is not, cannot be, the value of a person cannot be measured with money. People are not for sale. What price did Jesus pay? The price of his own blood. How precious are we that God sent his Son to offer his whole self, body, blood, soul, and divinity, for us. He who is the most precious offered himself for us who are by comparison of no value at all, because that's how precious we are to him. Sparrows are not that precious to God, but he takes care of them. We are precious to God, and he takes much better care of us. That's why we don't have to be afraid. So that's the point here. That's what St. Benedict knew, and that's what all the saints know. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to live in fear because we're under the care of a loving, powerful Father. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows.